Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The foiled coup attempt seeking to unseat the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has cost the Turkish economy 300 billion lira or $100 billion, according to the Customs and Commerce Minister Tuesday. He was quoted as saying by the Hurriyet newspaper that the heavy price tag may go up, but insisted that Turkey's economic fundamentals were solid. Meanwhile, the Turkish foreign minister Tuesday said his government was taking all necessary legal measures against the plotters of last month's failed coup, which left 271 people dead. This is Mevlüt Cavusoglu.
We are taking all the necessary legal measures against the plotters of the coup, namely the terrorist organization Fethullah, headed by Fethullah Gulen, based in Pennsylvania. All those responsible will be brought to the justice.
The Turkish foreign minister was speaking at a news conference after meeting with his Pakistani counterpart, Sartaj Aziz, in Islamabad. Bangladesh police offered a reward Tuesday for two top Islamists accused of spearheading the rise of extremism in the country, which is still reeling from a mass killing at a Dhaka cafe. Police announced a 2 million taka reward for information leading to the arrest of Canadian citizen Tamim Chowdhury. Thousands gathered at a ruined cathedral in northern France Tuesday for the funeral of Father Jacques Hamel. He's the 85-year-old priest who was murdered by two jihadists last week. Some 2,000 mourners were expected to pack the soaring Gothic sanctuary. Hundreds more are expected to watch the ceremony on a giant screen outside. More at VOANews.com. This is VOA News.